上帝是历史的主宰啊。
God is the God of history.
他可以把那个时间倒过来重复到刚才的时间啊。
He can go past in history. In time.
今天我们要思考的经文是一节经文，在哥林多前书第十五章。
We will be meditating on 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我们中文我们读两遍，然后我们英文读两遍。
We'll read both Chinese and English twice.
北亲，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出所的果子。再一遍。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出手的果子。English.
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, and the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
One more.
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear his words.
读过圣经哥林多前后书的人
，those who have read First and Second Corinthians，
你就会知道哥林多教会是让保罗最担心的一个教会。
You know the Corinthian church caused Paul the most anxiety，
因为教会里面竟然存在着结党纷争还有淫乱的事。
Because in the church there were division and quarrels and immorality，
还有婚姻的问题，滥用属灵恩赐。
There were many marriage problems and then abusing of the Holy gifts of the Holy Spirit.
但是到了第十五章，整个内容就不一样。
But when we come to chapter 15, the entire theme changed.
保罗特别用了很长的篇幅谈论复活的事。
He used a long chapter to discuss the truth of the resurrection.
因为这正是哥林多教会的症结所在。
Because this was the crux of the Corinthian problem.
对耶稣基督的复活不清楚。
If we are not certain about the resurrection,
信仰容易偏差。
It's easy for us to stray from the faith.
导致教会出现许多的问题。
Resulting in many problems in the church.
所以保罗特别要用很长的时间讨论复活。
So Paul used a long message to talk about resurrection.
死而复活在常人看来是很荒谬的事。
Having the resurrection from the dead is a foolishness to people.
他们简直不敢相信有这么一回事。
They do not believe this is the truth.
自然的规律告诉我们。
Natural laws tell us.
生老病死是很自然的事。
It's natural for us to be sick and die.
死就是每一个人的结局。
It's the death is the end of everyone.
因此，就从自然规律的角度来看
，So from temporary law point of view，
人死而复活是不可能的事。
Someone who coming back from the dead is impossible。
特别是崇尚理性主义的人
，Those who believe in a
注重理性的人
，Those who
rationalism。复活只能在神话跟宗教里头，跟在迷信之中。
It's only in religion and superstition and fairy tale.
那而对科学的人来说
，For those who are scientific-minded，
复活根本没有办法来证实。
You cannot prove the resurrection in science.
因为科学之上所强调的是能看得见，而且摸得到，而且测量得到。
Because in science, they emphasize what's visible.Touchable and measurable.
是必须能够实验出来
的。Something that you can test.
有些人认为耶稣被钉在十字架上是千真万确的事。
Many people believe that Jesus was indeed crucified on the cross.
也相信耶稣基督是为爱而死。
And he died there because he loved us.
但是对他的复活却不敢相信。
But they do not believe in his resurrection.But in fact, resurrection is God's wonderful work.
所以我们才叫它是一个神迹。
That's why we call it a miracle.
意味着它是上帝的作为。
Because this is God's work.
保罗曾经说
，Paul said，
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督
，concerning his son Jesus Christ，
按肉体说是从大卫后裔而生的。
who was born a descendant of David.
但是按圣灵的圣上的灵来说，是从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit?
照按照人来说
humanly speaking,
没有人能够使人从死里复活。
Nobody can rise from the dead.
因为人不是生命的主人。
Because man is not the master of life.
也没有人有权力掌管生命。
No one has the authority over life.
但是耶稣是上帝的儿子。
But Jesus is the Son of God.
他有胜过死亡跟阴间的大能。
He has the authority over death and Hades.
也有能够救赎我们脱离罪恶的能力。
He has the power to free us from sin.
耶稣有权利舍了自己的生命。
He has the power to give up his own life.
也有权利彰显复活的大能。
And he has the power to manifest the power of the resurrection.
上帝的作为是超过这个世界的规律跟定律，还有人的智慧跟头脑。
God's works supersedes the natural laws and our minds and spirits.
神如果有他自己不能做的事，那么他就不是神。
If there are things that God cannot do, then he is not God.
针对哥林多教会对耶稣复活的怀疑，
for the doubts in the Corinthian church,
保罗首先从圣经的权威来见证基督的复活。
Paul used biblical authority to testify to Christ's resurrection.
所以他就说，
and he said,
那我当日所领受又传给你们的，
for I delivered to you as of first importance what I received.
这个地方还是不晓得为什么会一直重复，我不晓得。OK， 不晓得是问题在哪里哈。我当日所领受又传给你们的
，For I deliver to you as a first importance。
第一就是基督照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了。
That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
而且埋葬了。
That he was buried.
又照着圣经所说，第三天复活了。
That he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
可见耶稣的受死跟复活是神所命定的旨意。
This shows that death and resurrection was according to God's will.
那这也是基督教福音的中心信息。
This was the central message of the Christian gospel.
那这两个不能够分开。
These two cannot be separated.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章，
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
从第十二节到第十九节，
from verses 12 through 19,
就连续讲到了五个假设。
He gave us five ifs.
目的是要让哥林多教会的人反省自己的信仰。
He wanted the Corinthians to examine their faith.
他说的这五个假设是什么呢？
What are these five ifs?
第一个假设是基督如果没有复活，我们所信的就是枉然。
If Christ has not been raised from the dead, our faith is vain.
那基督若没有复活，
If Christ has not been raised from the dead,
那我们就是枉做见证的人。
We are bearing false witnesses.
那基督如果没有复活，
If Christ has not been raised from the dead,
我们仍然在罪里。
We are still in our sins.
基督如果没有复活，
If Christ has not risen from the dead,
我们这些信他的人，而死的人也必灭亡。
Those who died who believed in him will perish also.
最后一个假设，他说
，What is the last if?
如果基督没有复活
，If Christ has not been raised from the dead,
我们今天就比世上的人更可怜了。
We are more pitied than anybody in the world.
他讲了五个假设
，These are five ifs.
而且是可怜的假设。
This shows the desperate situation.
但是保罗用很肯定的口吻说，
But Paul also said in the affirmative.
他说，但基督已经叫你们从死里复活，成了睡了之人出所的果子。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
那这句话已经打破了前面那几个消沉的假设。
This verse broke the five ifs that was mentioned before.
保罗之所以那么十分的确定，
Paul had this confidence，
因为他就是亲身经历过神复活大能的人。
Because he experienced the power of Jesus' resurrection，
他从前是逼迫主耶稣基督跟跟随他的人。
He persecuted Jesus and those who followed Jesus，
但是他信了主以后，生命改变。
After he believed, his life changed。
他就从逼迫主变成敢为主受死的人。
From the one who persecuted the Lord, he became one who wanted to die for him。
因为他经历了复活的大能的改变。
Because he experienced the power of the resurrection。
莎士比亚曾经说过一句话。
Shakespeare said this。
死亡好像一面一个布幔。
Death is like a curtain。
只见到人从这一面进去。
We see humans enter from one side。
从没有看见人从那里出来。
But we do not see somebody exiting。
可是这句话就被主耶稣基督所打破了。
But Jesus broke this maxim。
因为耶稣进去了。
Because Jesus entered。
三天以后出来了。
On the third day he exited。
今天许多的教主，包括释迦牟尼跟穆罕默德。
There are many religious leaders like Buddha and Muhammad。
还有所谓的圣人。
Many religious leaders。
他们都被关进到死的监牢里头。
They were all put in the prison of death。
然后到了那里以后，再永远不出来了。
And they cannot escape。
但是耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
But the tomb of Jesus is empty。
因为他从死里复活了。
Because he rose from the dead。
Amen。
Amen。
有人说这个世界的存在有两种事实。
Some people say there are two kinds of facts in this world.
一个是科学的事实。
One is scientific fact.
可以通过那个是科学的实验来验证。
Through experiments, you can prove its truth.
而且也可以重复的做实验。
And it can be repeated.
那另外一种是历史的事实。
The other fact is historical fact.
是发生在历史当中的事。
It happened in time past.
是不可能重复跟改变的。
It cannot be repeated and cannot be changed.
而基督的复活就是历史的事实。
The resurrection of Jesus is a historical fact.
过去发生过的事情不能因为你没有看见过它否认它的存在。
What happened in the past you cannot deny because you did not see it personally.
我们今天虽然没有亲眼看见耶稣基督的复活，
even though we did not see the resurrection of Jesus，
但是我们相信圣经的记载。
But we believe what's recorded in the Bible，
那是神的话，
God's word，
而且透过新约使徒的见证，
and through the testimony of the apostles，
加上许许多多宣教士们甘心殉道，
plus many missionaries who martyred for their faith，
加上许许多多相信耶稣的人的生命的改变，
plus manywho believed in him and had their lives changed，
都见证了耶稣基督复活的真实性。
These testify to the reality of the resurrection。
如果耶稣基督的复活只发生在两千多年以前的事，
if the resurrection just happened 2,000 years ago，
而跟我们今天的人没有什么关系的话，
and has nothing to do with us today，
那么这个复活对我们来说是多余的事。
Then resurrection is kind of superfluous to us。
那但是基督徒相信，
but the Christians believe，
基督的复活带给人生的真谛。
The resurrection brought reality to human life。
那主耶稣基督复活到底带给我们什么？
So what did the resurrection of Jesus bring us？
那第一个就是永生的盼望。
First is hope。
古今往来很多人谈到死就会怕。
Since early times, when people talk about death, they are afraid.
死亡一直是人类摸不去的一个阴影。
It's a dark cloud that we cannot escape.
是人类最恐惧的事。
It's what men fear the most.
人不愿意死，但是逃不过死。
We do not want to die, but we cannot escape from it.
一直到今天，有许多人，许多专家。
And there are many specialists today.
但是对死亡都没有答案。
But they do not have an answer to death.
但是耶稣来了。
But Jesus came.
他为了拯救我们脱离那个死亡。
In order to save us from death.
他就甘愿被钉死在十字架上。
He willingly went to the cross to be crucified.
希伯来书的作者这样子说。
the writer of Hebrews said,
耶稣基督的死
through the death,
就是要特要借着他的死
that through his death,
来败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
He wanted to destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And free those who were slaves to the fear of death.
我很喜欢路加福音最后一章的最后一节。
I especially like Luke, the last verse in the Gospel of Luke.
因为那是主耶稣基督复活以后离开他的门徒升天的时候所写的。
Because that was after Jesus' resurrection and after he ascended to heaven, this was recorded.
那个圣经里面讲的说
The Bible said,
他门徒他们就拜他
And they worshipped him.
大大的欢喜
They were greatly rejoicing.
回耶路撒冷去
They returned to Jerusalem.
常在殿里面称颂神
In the temple, they were praising God.
这个跟主耶稣基督被抓被鞭打被那个杀害被钉死的那个恐惧是完全不一样的。
This was completely different than when Jesus was arrested, beaten, and suffered.
因为耶路撒冷对门徒来说是杀害主耶稣基督的刑场。
Jerusalem to the disciples was the place of execution for Jesus.
所以他们想到那个耶路撒冷就会怕。
So when they think about Jerusalem, they were afraid.
他们怎么敢回到耶路撒冷呢
？How can theyReturn to Jerusalem.
但是主耶稣基督复活以后
But after Jesus' resurrection,
即使耶稣从他们的眼目中已经消失了，但是他们不再惧怕，不再伤心。
Even as Jesus disappeared from their sight, they no longer feared.
相反的，圣经告诉我们说，他们高高兴兴地回耶路撒冷。
But oppositely, the Bible tells us they returned to Jerusalem joyfully.
而且是欢欢喜喜地服侍神，歌颂神。
And they served the Lord joyfully with psalms and hymns.
因为耶稣基督复活。
Because of Jesus' resurrection.
第二个，他告诉我们，这个是一个有关乎永恒的生命。
Secondly, this tells us, this gives us eternal life.
主耶稣基督曾经在死了四天的拉撒路的面前宣告这样的话说
When Lazarus died, Jesus said,
他说复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
耶稣的宣告告诉我们，死亡不是人生的最终的结局。
The proclamation Jesus gave us is thatDeath is not final.
死了还有生命。
After death, there's still life.
耶稣的复活成为睡了之人出所的果子。
Jesus' resurrection was the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
他带给人的新的生命。
He gave us new life.
而这个生命是被基督所更新的生命。
This is a life renewed by Jesus.
而且复活不仅是指未来的事。
Resurrection is not only for the future.
而且是也包括我们今天可以经历的事。
It's something we can experience today.
当一个人相信耶稣基督的时候
，When we believe in Jesus,
那他沉睡的心灵就得以苏醒，就变成一个新造的人。
His slumbering soul will awake and become a new creature.
那就这个就像保罗所说的
，Just like Paul said,
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
那旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
每个人都会离开这个世界。
Everyone will leave this world.
但是我们人生的彼岸在哪里呢
？So what's our
的另外的一边在哪里
？What's the other side for us?
主耶稣基督很清楚告诉我们。
Jesus tells us clearly.
他已经为信他的人预备了地方。
He prepared a place for those who believed in him.
主耶稣基督说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life."
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father unless through me.
耶稣复活最终是要将我们的生命带入上帝永恒的国度里。
Jesus' resurrection was to bring us into God's eternal kingdom.
所以天家永生才是我们真正的归宿。
So heavenly home is our final destination.
今天我们信靠神。
Today we believe in God.
即使我们亲爱的人比我们先早离开我们。
Even our loved ones leave us early.
但是我们不用难过。
But we do not have to be in despair.
因为将来在神那里有永远的家园，会跟他们一起同在。
Because in God, there will be an eternal feast with our family.
会跟我们的家人再相会。
Then we will meet our family members again.
这个永恒的生命现在开始，就将相信一直到那一天。
This eternal life started the moment we believe and lasts until eternity.
复活的生命给我们第三个信息就是平安喜乐。
Thirdly, resurrection brings us peace and joy.
自从人犯罪以来，人的不平安就开始了。
Ever since man sinned, he does not have peace.
那人就活在不平安的世界里头。
We live in a world that has tribulation.
但是神很关心人类的处境
，But God cares about the social condition.
所以主动的去寻找人。
So He came to seek man.
耶稣降生的时候
，When Jesus was born,
天使传报的佳音是什么呢
？What was the good news the angels brought?
他报的佳音是在至高之处荣耀归给神
，Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace among men with those whom He is pleased.
神很关心人的平安。
He cares about our peace.
就借着耶稣基督的拯救给人平安。
Through the salvation of Jesus, He gave us peace.
虽然主耶稣在受难之前跟他的门徒们已经应许说
，Before Jesus suffered, He promised the disciples.
他说：“我留下平安给你们。”
Peace I leave with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所给的。
Not as the world gives.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
耶稣安慰他们。
Jesus comforted them.
可是耶稣受难之后
，But after his suffering,
他们还是落荒而逃。
They were still fearful.
就在他们惊慌失措的时候。
When they were distraught and lost,
他们在害怕的时候
，When they were in fear,
感觉前面已经没有希望的时候
，When they see no hope,
他们耶稣出现在他们的中间
，Jesus appeared to them,
就告诉他们说：“愿你们平安。”
He said to them, "Peace be with you."
他没有责备他们的小心
，He did not scold them.
他也没有趁机痛骂他们忘恩负义。
He did not say, "You've forgotten what I did for you."
他说：“愿你们平安。”
He said, "Peace be with you."
这是主耶稣基督复活以后向门徒所说的第一句话。
This was the first utterance Jesus gave to his disciples after he rose.
圣经告诉我们说，他们一见到耶稣就大大的欢喜。
The Bible tells us after they saw Jesus, they greatly rejoiced.
他们领会了主耶稣基督受难之前所说的那一段话。
They experienced what Jesus told them before.
我不会撇下你们为孤儿。
I will not leave you as orphans.
我必到你们这里来。
I will come to you.
如果耶稣基督没有复活
，If Jesus did not rise from the dead,
他受难之前所说的平安就落空了。
What he promised as peace before will be vain.
如果人生没有平安
，If we do not have peace,
他所过的生活就是不是忧愁，要不然就是胆怯。
Then our lives will be in constant fear.
耶稣基督的复活带给我们第四个信息，就是苦难的答案。
Jesus' resurrection gives us the fourth message, and that is the answer to suffering.
耶稣基督复活之前
，Before Jesus rose,
他经历过了一个大的黑暗。
He experienced great darkness.
他被埋葬三天。
He was buried for 3 days.
那三天的苦难实际上是象征着短暂的过程。
This symbolizes a temporary suffering.
这个跟三天之后的复活的荣耀不能相比的。
This cannot compare to the glorious resurrection after 3 days.
耶稣基督的复活告诉我们一个真理。
Jesus' resurrection tells us a truth.
生命是要通过死亡而得到的。
Life comes through death.
当我们遭遇到痛苦跟损失挫败的时候
，When we experience pain, loss, and defeat,
我们不要沮丧、灰心、放弃。
We should not be discouraged, depressed, or quit.
因为基督的复活已经告诉我们
Because Jesus' resurrection tells us
在这个世界上
In this world
神的个恩手一直在工作而且一直在那个保护着
That his gracious hand is always working and always protecting
虽然我们的生命会有短暂的黑暗死亡跟苦难
Even though our life will experience suffering and death,
但是最终得胜的就是那位生命的主、历史的主宰，就是从死里复活的主耶稣基督。
But in the end, we know that Jesus was the Lord of history, and He rose from the dead.
这个就是他在约翰福音的第十六章里面所说的。
That's why Jesus said in John 16.
他说在世上你们有苦难。
In this world, you have tribulation.
但你们可以放心。
But be of good cheer.
因为我已经胜过了这个世界。
Because I overcame the world.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们如果是信靠神。
If we believe in God.
我们是有份力上帝的得，就耶稣基督得胜上。
Then we have Jesus' victory.
有苦难，我们不用惧怕。
Even though we suffer, but we do not fear.
而且我们还可以大大的放心。
And then we can have peace.
因为主耶稣基督胜过了这个世界。
Because Jesus was victorious over this world.
一百多年以前，英国的威灵顿将军率领盟那个同盟大军。
Over 100 years ago, General Wellington of England led an Anglo-Prussian troop.
要跟法国的拿破仑的大军大对决。
To have a decisive battle with Napoleon.
但是总是在拿破仑的前面总是战败而且节节的最退后。
But he suffered many defeats in the hands of Napoleon.
但是威灵顿从来不放弃他的希望。
But Wellington never gave up.
虽然好几次被打败。
Even though he was defeated several times.
但是他还越战越勇。
But the more fierce his troops became.
就是直到了1815年的6月18号。
So,
6月18号，那就是威灵顿再一次率领他的同盟大军在比利时的瓦铁卢做最后的生死战。
So, he commanded his forces to have a decisive battle at Waterloo.
可是那一次的大战，哇，他们终于得胜。
Finally, they were victorious.
当然应该是很高兴的事。
It's really a happy occasion.
因为那个时候还没有电报。
Because there was no telegraph.
所以要透过空中打信号到英国的伦敦来报信。
So it was rumored they used carrier pigeons to bring the news back to London.
那一天的雾气非常的浓。
There was heavy fog that day.
所以打信号给他们报信息的时候
，So when the news arrived at London,
结果那个字是说华铁卢之战
，At Waterloo,
the Battle of Waterloo. 那是那个威灵顿大败
，Wellington defeated.
然后呢，其余的信号就看不见了。
And they did not see the rest of the message.
那个英国的伦敦的全城都非常的恐惧。
So the entire city of London became terrified.
他们说这次又失败了。
They thought we were defeated again.
哎，可是不久。
But soon afterwards.
那个雾气呢，就慢慢的消失了。
Fog lifted.
啊，又来了一个另一个信号出现了。
The rest of the message appeared.
啊，看到的最后是个拿破仑。
And the rest of the message is Napoleon.
那原来那个前整个字迹又在出现。
And then the entire message.
那整个 message 就是说，整个那个信息就是瓦铁卢之战。
At the Battle of Waterloo.
威灵顿大败拿破仑。
Wellington defeated Napoleon.
如果那拿破仑没有放在后面的话
，If Napoleon then was not at the end.
那他们可能以为他们失败了。
They would think they were defeated.
那原来他们威灵顿大败了那个拿破仑。
But Wellington in fact defeated Napoleon.
当然全城都是那个什么大喜若狂。
Of course, the whole city rejoiced.
那今天那个欢天喜地的庆祝着。
So they celebrated greatly.
对他们来讲，打胜仗就是个消息。
The victorious battle is the good news.
是一个好消息。
Good news.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督如果就死了
，If Jesus only died.
后面没有加上说他复活
，And he did not rise.
我们今天所有跟随他的人。
All of us who follow him,
我们也是在死气沉沉的人生观里头。
Then we will be in the spirit of despair.
只留下一个精神不死给我们。
So we only have the spirit that's not dead.
我们的情况会就像伦敦的人一样。
Then our situation will be like the people in London.
接到第一个信息，以为失败了，就过很消沉的生活。
After we receive the first message, we thought.We will defeat us.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们
But the Bible tells us clearly,
基督耶稣实在复活了
Jesus, in fact, rose from the dead.
2000 years ago,
2000 years ago,
在耶路撒冷城外的山丘上
outside the hill, outside Jerusalem, on the hill outside Jerusalem,
主耶稣基督在那里被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified on the cross.
也被埋葬。
And he was buried.
感谢神，三天以后他死里复活。
Praise God, 3 days later he rose from the dead.
从那个时候到今天，所有的众教会在每一年的春天。
From that time until now, all the churches during spring.
都会欢庆这个伟大的日子。
We celebrate this great day.
因为这是关系我们的好消息。
Because this is a news that has to do with all of us.
主耶稣基督的复活带给我们什么？
What did the resurrection of Jesus bring us?
今天我已经给你四个信息。
These two messages.
第一个是什么？
What is the first one?
永生的盼望。
Hope.
第二个是什么？
Secondly.
永恒的生命。
Eternal life.
第三个是什么？
Third.
平安喜乐，我看你们真的是没有平安喜乐，没有呢，没有小。
Peace and joy。
最后一个就是苦难的答案。
Lastly, the answer to suffering。
我再跟你们复习一下，第一个。
The first one。
永生的盼望。
It's the hope。
永恒的生命。
Eternal life。
平安喜乐。
Peace and joy。
苦难跟答案。
Answer to suffering。
好，我现在问你们了。我这个准备讲章准备了一个礼拜，但是你们应该马上帮我记这个后面四点就好了。主耶稣基督复活带给我们四个信息，第一个是什么？永生的盼望。第二个是什么？永恒的生命。第三个是什么
？Third, peace and joy.
平安喜乐。第四个呢？苦难的答案。感谢神。
Praise God.
荣耀归给神。
Glory to him.
如果你还没有认识神，
If you do not know the Lord,
今天的信息就是给你的。
This message is for you.
刚才所唱的也是为你而唱的。
What was sang for you.
那今天所讲的也是为你而讲的。
What we preach was for you.
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear his words.
我们请。